podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at Casanova Williams.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru for another podcast guru podcast. I want to talk about myths of podcasting, all right? There are a lot of myths out there about podcasting. One of the biggest myths out there is how to make money off of podcasting. And there's a lot of different myths out there. I want to talk about each one that I know of. If there's some others that I haven't mentioned, I do apologize for it. But I'm just talking off the top of my head. One of the myths is how you can make money off of people buying your buying your podcast. Now, that is one of the biggest myths out there that I see all the time from other so-called podcast advisors or podcast experts, is that I make money from people buying my podcast. Now, I have never in my life, in my years of doing podcasts, ever sold a podcast. Never. I have never seen anybody make money off of selling their podcast. And I don't know why it's out there. I don't know who started that. I don't know who put that out there to the point where it's something that's in the podcast culture, that I'm going to have people buy my podcast. I've never seen people buy podcasts, because there's so many podcasts out there that are for free. Why would I buy a podcast? It doesn't make sense. Now, I will say this. Let's say you do have a very popular podcast, right? And you want to monetize off of that podcast. So you may say, I have a special series of podcasts that if you pay X amount of dollars for, we'll get more into details about this particular thing. Now, I can see a popular podcast that has millions of listeners doing something like that and making some money off of that. I do see that. But off of the core podcast itself, nobody's paying for podcasts. Like, seriously, nobody is paying for podcasts. Like, it doesn't make sense. You know? And I just really want to, like I said, if I'm wrong, please show me the person that is caking. And for my listeners, I know what I mean, maybe the young people that are making money off of podcasting, and I'll be like, oh, all right, cool. But to me, that's like a one-off. They just have their niche. Maybe they have the people. I don't know. But that's a myth, that you're going to make money off of selling the podcast. Not you're going to make money off podcasts, because you can, but you're going to make money off of selling the podcast. So that's definitely one of the myths that I see that people are saying out there. It's a myth. I've never seen it. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Now, another myth that you... what's the other myths out there? There's so many. There's so many of them. Audio matters. Okay. This is a myth and a truth. Let me explain. Now, of course, audio matters, because people need to hear you. So you know what? So maybe better off, I should say this. Maybe I should say this, that the equipment you use for your audio matters. Aha, that's better. I've heard so many people give advice about the type of equipment they should get for their podcast. Oh, you need to get the ATA audio microphone. Oh, you need to get a Shure microphone. Oh, you need to get this microphone and this mixer and this interface and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, for me, okay, I have all that. I have a Shure for my home setup. I have a Shure mic. That mic was what, $250, the podcast one. You can go up. You can upgrade to the big boy one for about $400. In my studios, I have the AT Audio. What do they call this? I'm looking right now. The Audio Technica. I don't know. Just the ones that are good for podcasts, okay? I have a whole bunch of them, because in my studio, I actually have my radio station room where we do podcasts. So I have four mics set up on a table with the mics, and then I have the extra one at the controller center. So I have five mics total. But see, I have those mics because those are good audio mics that don't pick up other sounds and stuff. So I had to get those type of mics. You know what I'm saying? Because when you have multiple people talking, you know, if you don't have the right mics for that, then, you know, it's some distortion, it doesn't sound good. So see, my reason for these mics and this equipment is for purposes of the business. But if you're a person that's just doing a podcast by yourself, you don't need that. You know what you need? Your phone. Yeah, I said it. Your phone. Like, literally, you could do a podcast on your voice demo program, and your audio will sound fine. As long as people can listen to it. Now, you have these people out here that do all of this and all that, but at the end of the day, like, you could use your phone and you're completely fine. Actually, I've actually heard worse audio with people doing it off of the computer or taking the audio from Zoom and stuff like that. The audio is horrible. And I know people that do their podcast literally on their phone. And even if you want to up the game, you can go on Amazon, buy like a $9 lapel mic for your phone and record and sound much better than just going straight to the phone. $9 investment. Maybe cheaper than that on Amazon. Who knows? But you could do that. And the audio will sound pretty good. But people will tell you, when you have people that come, because, you know, when I first started my podcast, you know, I was looking for advice about the audio. People tell me, oh, you got to buy this and buy this and buy all that. Blah, blah. And, you know, I was like, oh, really? Okay, cool. Until I did my research. Then I found out I don't need all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? Now, for my radio station, yes, I need certain things because it's a radio station, it's a different environment, all that stuff. But for podcasting, you could buy a USB mic and attach it to your computer and just record yourself. I mean, it's really that simple. There are hundreds of free recording programs out there in the world. You get a little USB mic and you talk through it. Audio isn't a hard science anymore, people. This is not, you know, this is not like the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, where audio was something that, you know, it's all we had. Audio is not a hard science. So just recording straight on your phone, your audio will sound pretty good. I've done podcasts on my phone. So when they say all the equipment, well, that's a myth. That's a lie. Absolute lie. I know people that do it on a lapel. They got a little lapel for it, and it's hooked up to their phone and they record it. I know people that use the audio from their phone when they're doing videography, and they use the audio from their phone and they put that audio in the video and line it up, and it sounds good. The video doesn't sound bad. So you don't have to do that. So understand, you don't. What's another myth? What's another myth of podcasting that I see all the time? Oh, you should record video. You should videotape yourself doing a podcast. Goddamn myth. Let me tell you something. And I deal with this all the time myself. People that do a podcast but want to Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Instagram Live, all this stuff. Man, and that's annoying to me. Why? Because, one, it's less effort for somebody just to listen to you than to look at you. Like, unless you have an interactive video that the visuals really count, you just sitting there talking doesn't add anything more to a person's listening pleasure. Now, if you have a podcast that you're doing things visually, that makes sense. Like, I have a podcast where I'm instructing people on how to, you know, sewing. I always say sewing. I don't know why. So maybe a visual podcast, you know, where you're on YouTube and stuff like that is cool. And people listening, you know, they could reference that when they want to. So, okay, I get that because you're doing visual stuff. Or if you have a guest, a famous guest or a guest, you know, that element is cool too. You know what I mean? But in general, it's the worst thing to do. Nobody, yo, you're, see, the thing is, you're not that special or look that good for people just to look at you talk. Like, stop that. Like, that is the worst myth, that the worst thing in myth in the podcast world is that, yo, I need to go Facebook Live with this. Your podcast is not a show. It is a podcast. Meaning you, they listen to you. Like, really. So stop with the videoing of it, or ain't stop that. Because at the end of the day, don't nobody care about how you look. Unless you're doing a podcast about models. Did that make sense? Or you do an instructional podcast, so visuals will be good. Or you have somebody famous, and you know, you want, I get that. But you in general sitting there talking, or nobody care about you and your friends sitting there talking. And look, no. If it's funny, it doesn't matter the facial expressions. A joke is funny when you listen to it. I mean, you know, back in the days, I mean, Raw and all these other albums sold millions of copies because if you're funny, you're funny. Your face is not going to laugh. Unless you're a funny man that does faces or stuff like that, then yes, that makes sense. I need to see that. But if you're a funny person or if you have interesting content, me looking at you, to be honest, it's probably going to be more of a distraction than if I hear it, then I can really understand what you're saying. If you say a joke, I can hear your joke. But if I'm looking at you, that's now I have to do my visual, pay attention visually, and listen to you. That's two senses that I have to use for a video. That's why it's not, you shouldn't do it. And it's a myth that that works, that gives you more fans. No, it does not. It does not. Unless you're famous or you got something popping that's visual, it does not make it better. I hate these people that do Facebook Live, then they got one person. Who are you going live for? Your family? Your friends? You got more chance of new people listening to your podcast than people seeing you on your Facebook. So stop that. That's a big myth that I need to go. I hate it. And people, like I said, I have clients that do it, and that's cool too. But I just think it doesn't do anything extra for your podcast. Promote your podcast. One more myth. What myths out there? What myths out there? Myths. Okay. That I think I talked about last time, that you're gonna make six figures off of podcasting alone. Lie. You're not gonna make six figures off of your podcasting unless you do other things. Now, there are a lot of options on making money. Sponsorships, investors, merch, special appearances, things like that. That's how you make the money off of podcasting. You don't make the money off the podcast itself. That's a myth. So I had a podcast where I talked about people that those other podcast experts and consultants and stuff like that tell you what to do and all that stuff. But you will never make money off of just the podcast, people just buying the podcast. You make money off of the other things that have to do with the podcast. Merch, special appearances, sponsorships, investors, things like that. But you don't make direct money off of people buying your podcast or downloading your podcast. That is not direct money. So I see a lot of people say that, like, oh, I make six figures off my podcast alone. But they're not telling you how that money comes in. Oh, I made 20 grand this year off of appearances. I made another 20 grand off of my merch. I made 20 grand off of a book I wrote attached to it. But at the end of the day, you're not going to make money off of the podcast directly. People are not. You could get a million downloads and you're not going to see no money from those million downloads directly. I hate when people say, I have a huge podcast and I make money off of it, but they don't tell you how they make money. See, that's the myth. You're out there thinking, hey, if I have a million listens on this podcast, I'm making money. No, you have to monetize your podcast, and you monetize it by the other things. So when I see people say that, when I made so much money off my podcast, blah, 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 they don't tell you how, and that's annoying because now you're thinking, I'll just sit here and talk. And then when money's not coming in, you're wondering, I don't understand why I'm not making money. I listened to what they said. I did all the tips and got the equipment and did everything. And my podcast is popping. Why can't I make the money? Because they told you wrong. It's a myth that you make it just off podcast. It's all the other things. So those are a few myths that I see out there. Hope this helps with your journey to try to be successful podcaster. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru, where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health, but I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this, okay? All right, man, go to CastleWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do on my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMen'sMentalHealth.com. Until then, have a great day.